Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. With me, as always, is Landon and Jared. We hope you enjoyed our special guest, Maggie, 2 weeks ago. We're going to try and have her on more. We like Maggie.
Yeah, we
keep
her around.
We keep her around. But Jared is back this week, so Jared is here, and let's get into our music.
All right. So I have found two songs that, when played back to back, perfectly encompass who I am as a human. So number
Barbie
one,
girl.
"You're So Vain" by Carly Simon. Like, you're so vain. You probably think the song is about
you. Don't.
Now, the next one, I'm going to read a couple lyrics for.
Ooh, a little poetic episode. Feeling saucy.
Where is it?
Zesty.
Second, control F. Pussy. There it is.
Has it been 15 seconds?
It hasn't cat. As
it,
a cat.
It's been I have 6 minutes since the stream started.
Can't
it's fine.
Count. Has it really been? It's not been 6 minutes.
Yeah.
These are four lines in the second verse of a song called "Dwam" by Tech Nine.
Okay.
That's a Minecraft YouTuber.
Sound like when somebody get hit on Batman. Always looking for the pussy. Cat scan. Booty's always being watched. Black man. Never be caught messing around in the flatland. I solemnly swear to beat Punini, jiggling jello off in a petite bikini. Woman waiting in line to meet my weenie. Want to see me go Gandolfini.
You say that describes you?
No. Yeah. You're So Vain by Carly Simon.
I think this song describes you
to
perfectly.
To "Dwam" by Tech Nine. And I mean, if I... We're going to add
"Wham"
Boston
by Tech Nine. That's what it's called.
D-W-A-M-N.
Wham.
Dwam.
Okay.
Because the actual chorus is, "So hot, I need a fan on me. Everybody want to land on me. So come on and put your hand on me. Now what's damn with a wham on it? Dwam. Like bam, like wow, like dwam. Like blam, like blow, like dwam. Say bitch, say what? Okay, ma'am, that's enough to make the whole spot.
Has that been
15
seconds yet?
Yes. Man, you're really bad at telling time.
I can't count.
I enjoy blasting it hard as shit in my car. And
I think you listened. Didn't you put that on at one point, like the first time we went to go visit JP?
No, I just found this song a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
It might have been "Tempo" by Lizzo and Missy Elliott.
Yeah, the first time
I read those lyrics on here.
Wham it.
Do you have a third song? Did I hear that or no?
No. I was gonna say, because like I don't want to add it, but a third one would be the boss theme from the game Plock.
Oh, okay.
Which is just video game music.
Wham,
like
Plock.
Like 8-bit arcade music.
All right, Landon.
I actually have four songs.
Jesus Christ.
Banging it out. Sorry, that was a little aggressive. First one is "Rises the Moon" by Liana Flores. Some cute French hippie shit.
I was like, you can tell it's like indie hippie shit because it's all lowercase.
Yep. The next one is "Bali Waters" by Pond, spelled B-A-L-I, Waters.
That's not how you spell Pond.
By Pond? Okay.
How do you spell Pond, Jared?
P-W-O.
It's a P-A-W-N-D.
Wand.
Pond.
Next one is "Chemalim" by Erkin Kore. C-E-M-A-L-I-M.
C-A-M-L-I-M.
C-E-M-A-L-I-M.
Yeah, no facts.
It's got some balding dude on it.
True.
By Erkin Kore.
Yep.
Or Erkin Kore, the
yeah, it's a banger fucking. I think he's like, I'm pretty sure he's Middle Eastern, but man, it's a banger. Next one is "Layla," not by Eric Clapton.
Layla!
It's by Unknown Mortal. It's by Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
I'm gonna make a song called Queen by my band Bohemian Rhapsody.
Queef.
Queef by Bo Queef. Rap Bo Queef.
Raps of Queef.
All right. So
God, we're so funny. God, we're so funny, dude. Holy shit. Just one after the
how
other.
How aren't we famous?
Yeah. How aren't we famous?
Bo Queefian Raps of Queef.
God, I hate
that's
it.
That's our magnum opus. Right?
Yeah. That's our magnum dong.
Wow. New merch today at thinklink99.creator.store.teespring.
Raps of Queef.
No, I think I fixed it. I think it's carcrashstore.com now.
Carcrashstore.com.
Our hit
song. Fat Bottom Queef.
Fat Bottom Queef. All right, I'm going to go with Ho Hey by The Lumineers.
Oh, you would.
Little Lion Man by Mumford & Sons.
Yeah, I was going to say, God. Where's the Mumford?
And then Ashes by The Longest Johns.
I don't care what anyone says. I love Mumford & Sons.
Yeah.
How much flannel and tight jeans?
I don't wear tight jeans on account of being completely overweight.
Not moderately, completely.
Not completely.
Not a little. Completely.
Completely.
I was a hipster at a young age, so I loved Mumford & Sons and still do. All right, so I have a bunch of fucking stories to tell week. Pick one.
The second one.
Okay, so the second one. I bought Chex Mix today.
Get shit on, bitch.
Fuck you.
I got cheddar Chex Mix, right? And it says, boom, now more cheesy flavor.
Wow.
And Hold on.
You couldn't memorize four words?
You had to look at the bag like three times. Wait.
Now, more cheesy flavor.
From a conceptual standpoint, what they did was I found a cheaper alternative so they could use more. And it tastes cheaper, and I'm not happy with it.
You're not McLovin' it.
But that being said, I have eaten like half of a family-sized bag today. That's actually all I've eaten today.
Jesus Christ.
You've eaten half of a family worth. Very nice.
And some pretzels
with
Nutella.
Half of a family.
Well, I really hope this story was more entertaining than the fourth one.
I hope that's as entertaining as it gets. I hope it's all downhill from here.
All right, yeah, okay.
Is really story two the best you got?
Now I'll do the
shit stories. Yeah, I ate Chex Mix today.
All right, number four. So I work.
Yeah, so I shot the guy earlier.
I work in the sports industry, right? Yeah. So the big cameras we use are these seats that run on this track back and forth, so you can move back and forth real easy. Like, one would think those are pretty stable. They're not stable. they're two next to each other, and I go up to my spot. I put my left foot on one. So it's up on a platform, and it's in a basketball arena, and, like, the seat levels are tiered, you know, as one does. I step on the left one. It starts leaning forward. My left ankle rolls, for one.
Ooh.
I step down with my right foot, and it's probably like 2 feet drop. So I drop down on my right foot. The rail, long story short, it goes up to my knee. Like, the protective rail before, like, a drop down to the next level, slam my knee into it. I hurl myself forward over this rail.
Oh my God.
And catch myself, like, backhanded on it as I'm, like, leaning over.
Jesus.
Pull myself up. So I have a bruise.
Where's my ankle?
Where's my ankle? He just wanted an excuse to show off his tattoo.
Yeah.
That's my old
bruise. Oh, I could see it. It's like good baseball size.
Yeah.
Damn.
Jesus.
Yeah, so the story commences the day after story five of my new tattoo.
Let's go.
Damn, that's huge. I didn't even realize it was that big.
Yeah, I also got a fucking tattoo. Tattoo buddies. We're getting tatted up. We're looking like some sexy tatted motherfuckers.
God, stop.
Can you go higher?
They just kept going higher.
I think you can go higher. Can you go higher?
No, I almost flushed my balls with a tattoo.
Yeah, that was...
keep on going. Keep on going.
So, yeah, so then I sat down at my camera, had to deal with a scraped up, bruised knee, a hurt tattoo leg, a twisted ankle,
Jesus.
And I hadn't drank any water, so I was fighting for my life.
The absolute fucking trifecta.
And on top of that, I was dehydrated. It was really funny because the other day when we were all, I don't know, I think y'all were playing Overwatch or something, and Jared was like, don't touch it, don't touch it, don't touch it. And you're like, Harrison, fuck!
Oh, yeah. Harrison, like, clawed
Harrison
into your fucking
tattoo.
Oh, no, yeah. He was underneath my desk, and he jumped up, and...
Oh, it's coming back out. Focus, focus, enhance, enhance.
He clawed right between the wings.
Oh, fuck.
Like 2 days post fresh tattoo.
Damn. Can you keep this angle?
I love just how close it is to you. Oh my god, it's out of focus.
Yeah. So.
Anyways.
Yeah, I got that done. My tattoo took 5 hours of me laying on a table. Kind of sucked, but I'm glad I got as much done, because it was either that or I get the line work done and go back in 4 weeks, and I didn't really want to do that because I might be getting a new tattoo here.
Nice.
Too. Cute.
Hey, you're just gonna be an absolute whore. He just fucking died.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, was...
Me? Oh, y'all froze. Well, for me, so I was really confused.
Yeah, you were just this. It just froze again.
No, so good, what other story did I have to tell? Yeah, so when Maggie replaced us, that was my birthday. I'm 22 now.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Did you know it?
Thanks. Went to a very fancy restaurant for dinner that night, and I had the best cheesecake I've ever had in my entire
life.
Let's
fucking go.
Let's
Where'd
fucking
you
go?
There's this place called Boca. It's like one of the nicest restaurants in Cincinnati.
Boca D's Nuts?
You went all the way to California?
No, I went to the Cabana. The Copa Cabana, even.
Yeah, we're funny.
Yeah, so today.
Yeah, wow.
Today was a big Spanish day. I had a meeting at 2 that I did not attend with a native Spanish speaker.
Yes.
And then I had an oral assessment.
Oh, let's go.
They assessed my oral.
How was it?
How was it?
6. I met with my partner at 3 for this project. And we're like, oh, it's going to be fucking easy. We'll just read from a script that we type beforehand. No. We each had prompts, and we had to converse on the prompt. I fucking nailed it, because I'm taking basic Spanish 1 after 3 years of advanced Spanish in high school. 3.5, really, if you count pre-Spanish. I receive an email from my Spanish partner at like 7 p.m., so like an hour after. No subject. You carried. Thank you so much, dude. Sorry if my lack of grammar and everything else messed you up in any way. Sent from my computer to yours. Then his name.
That's cute.
It's like, oh yeah, thank God. Like, thank God we're getting graded individually, but like, it's cool that he was nice enough to recognize that he was not prepared.
Yeah. All right, any other stories?
Graduate college in a couple months. I was kind of
Let's
fucked.
Fucking nice. Go, dude. Congratulations.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Sexy.
I have no idea what the fuck I'm going to do. Kind of panicking, but.
Drop out.
I mean, you talked about like going to Chicago.
To college again. Yeah.
Oh, it's
just about finding a job in Chicago.
Yeah.
That'll pay for an apartment in Chicago.
We'll just live in like anywhere else.
See, it's a fine balance between, hey, yeah, I need a good paying job to pay for an apartment, but also I need an apartment so I can go to the well paying job.
Yeah.
So I'm working on a plan to live in Cincinnati for free over the summer. So hopefully I can make a shit ton of bank over the summer.
He's just gonna fucking panhandle on the streets of Cincinnati.
Well, no, because
he's living for free because he's not living anywhere.
Student workers are allowed to work one semester after graduation.
Oh, okay.
And the job I had last summer paid for housing over the summer. So I could live for free and work full time because I'm not a student.
Yeah.
And the job I do student work for is $14 an hour. So if I could get full time that, good. I could make some solid money over the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have anything to talk about this week, I'll be honest. I don't think anything's even happened to me.
Really funny interactions at my guitar shop. So speaking of Spanish, good transition. So this couple comes in and they're Mexican. They speak fluent Spanish and a little bit of English.
The couple comes in and
they're Mexican.
I'll be honest. They're Mexican. So the husband was mainly talking the whole time, and he just came in. He's like, "Hey, I'm just here to get a tuner." And then he looks over and he sees a guitar. It's a Yamaha, really nice one.
Hi, Nana.
Hi, Nana.
I think about you in the shower.
Don't move your fucking headphones, Landon.
Nani. Nani.
Hey, Nani, 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 God, it's just like fucking Nana walks in and then it's the fucking Mandela catalog. If you see a duplicate of yourself, run away and hide. Just a static playing over top.
We can't see that. You have to do that again. We didn't see the middle finger.
All right. Anyways, so this Mexican couple comes in, right? And he's like, "Hey, I just want to get a tuner." And then he looks at it. He looks at this guitar and he's like, "Man, I really want this." And his wife gives him the nastiest look. And she starts talking under her breath, like speaking Spanish. I'm like, "Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to be part of this civil dispute." And he goes over to the guitar. He picks it up, starts playing. He's like, "I'm going to get this." And it's like an $800, $900 guitar. It's a higher end one. And this lady, she starts like outwardly speaking. She's like, "You're not getting that guitar." And he's like, "Yes, I am." He's like, "Yes, I am." And I'm just sitting there like.
I like that it went from quietly Spanish to just outwardly speaking.
Yeah, it was
no saying Spanish. What this language is, so at any point you're just translating like fucking Hebrew to it.
And it's one of the transacoustic guitars, trans rights. It's one of the guitars that trans rights. This is one of those guitars that actually have built-in effects built into the guitar, so you can have like reverb and chorus without an amp. It just comes straight out of the acoustic body, which is really cool.
Is that what makes it trans?
Yep, trans people can do that too.
little known fact.
Little known fact about the trans community. They can naturally just have chorus.
They have built-in to speak on behalf of that community.
Yeah. They all have built-in whammy pedals.
Whammy
pedals. So in that, I showed him that after he says he's already planning on getting it. His wife was looking at me hardcore. Like, oh boy. And I was like, "Man, this lady's gonna come and start screaming at me." She storms out. She storms out of the building and he just looks at me saying, "Well, I'm still gonna get it." So he tries to put the card in and it says declined.
Oh.
And he's like, and so I was like, "Oh, just do what you need to do and we'll try it again." So he waits like 5 minutes later. Because he says, "I hope to God it's been 5 minutes. I hope to God it's been 5 minutes." Puts it back in. Immediately when he puts the card back in, his wife walks in, screams at him. Like, oh boy. It's just so awkward because I don't know what to say. Be like, "Thanks for shopping locally." You know? So like, what do I say in this situation?
"Man, thanks for supporting small business."
Man, you know, like, I'll be there at the court date if you
I'll be your witness.
Yeah, I'll be the witness. He bought the guitar though, but man, I bet that car ride home was tense. Toe tense.
Be your witness, baby.
Wait, do a shot. Speaking. Yeah. Do a shot.
This is our peer pressure.
We'll do a shot together.
Wait, let me go get a shot. BRB. Okay. Wait.
Ooh, what are you drinking?
Jack Daniels.
Nice.
Yeah, shit's banger.
Like it's like a soda, but
yeah, it's a Jack and Coke.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, but it's in this really.
But it's
nice
in a bottle.
Fucking...
It's a pre-made it's nice. Jack and Coke.
Yeah, it's pre-made Jack and Coke. It tastes like shit, and it's great. And
well, yeah, that's the fucking Jack. But...
I don't have anything to chase it down. So I'm just. I have.
Don't be a pussy. You have the Coke in there to chase it down with.
I have this to chase it down.
Chunky salsa.
Mm-hmm. Chunky Jack. That's what they call me in high school.
Is it? You let them?
Nope. No. All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
Cheers. Oh.
It's really cinnamony.
What do you have? Fireball?
I got Fireball, yeah.
What do you got, Jared?
I have
Woo!
Bacardi Mango Rum.
Isn't that a wrapper?
Yeah.
No, that's Cardiba.
It's on the bottom of the glass. It's on my
Cardiba.
Cardiba.
Cardib. Cardib.
No, Cardib's a place in Europe.
No, that's France. Come on.
I was going for Cardiff, but okay, yeah.
Yeah, sure. No, Cardiff's a wrapper.
No,
a wrapper is what you use to cover presents.
No, Cardiff is what happens when you get into a collision and...
And
one of you goes to the hospital.
Oh, okay, or that too.
Oh my god, the tiny fucking legs scampering into the darkness. The bigger leg. Oh!
You just missed him. I like Jared's portal to hell in the
kitchen.
In the back there. Yeah. Hell of kitchen hell. Hell's kitchen. Kitchen.
Hell's kitchen!
Hell.
Sex for money!
Sex for money!
Sex for money?
Sex for money!
No, I have a candle on top of my fridge that is lit, and a birthday card almost fell right into it.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. So a train exploded in Ohio. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
so that's what we're going to talk about.
Yep, and the only, well, it's funny because I have a friend, and he likes to complain on Facebook, and he was like, "Is it safe to drink my tapping water? Because I'm getting sick of tired of Ohio." I'm like,
"Tired of tapping water."
I'm tired of tapping. I walk up to the tree, put the tap in.
And then I get Chernobyl.
And no fucking water comes out. What's the deal?
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, I just find that funny is that literally people are like fucking, you know, seriously injured, getting poisoning, you know.
I find it so funny that people are seriously injured.
And there's this just dude. It's like, when can I safely drink my tap water?
Well, that's like a whole...
That's its whole, like, that's...
That's a whole different thing.
It's never safe to drink your tap water.
Yeah, first off, don't trust your tap water.
Yeah.
But, like, that's a whole different thing. Like, our city just went into a tap water, like, warning.
Yeah.
Something fucking work on the pipes.
Tap water. Yeah, tap water.
That was not related to what's fucking going on in East Palestine right now.
Yeah. Tap water should never be consumed anyways.
Who knew it would take a chemical crisis to turn the state into Flint, Michigan?
It only takes one train derailing filled with chemicals.
It's crazy that it's going to be Flint and then the entire state of Ohio with fucked up water.
I really hope it crosses like the Flint it's... water and then. And then the chemical. So
it's just
going to
keep going north into Flint, and it's just going to all like subside in Flint.
Cool.
Oh, I thought of another story.
Let's go. Is this story? What story is it? Six?
Actually, five, because I only think.
Oh,
only
yeah. Wait, you've told like four stories. Were any of them number one?
In random order.
Yeah.
No, this one's actually number one.
Okay.
So. When I was home, I went to ENT, right, to get my nose checked out. Homie has all three types of nasal obstruction. So that's fun. I was given spray. They're like, hey, this might help you breathe better. I was like, cool. And I'm supposed to go back in early March, and I'll probably be getting scheduled for surgery.
Hell yeah.
Let's go. What do you, are you getting what I got? Take your time. For our audio listeners,
God.
Jared, you're not on Jax-Mix.
So,
okay, so I think you have what I had. Right?
I have a collapsed wall for one. Deviated.
Get
septum,
out of your room, then.
And then the other one.
Good one.
I took a picture of the chart. Give me a second. Fucking cheese and crackers, bro. Where'd it go? There it is. So deviated septum, lateral wall collapse, and then enlarged inferior turbinates, which are just like the bits of bone that go into your nose that are surrounded by cartilage.
That's very similar to what I had, because the only thing is that I don't have the whatever it is. I had the collapsed wall and the septum, but then also the levels right here that are like between your mandible and your nose, there's two plates and they should be leveled, but mine is like that. So yeah. So I know how that is, homie.
Yeah, so I was giving spray for my turbinates, right? So it's just Flonase. And then this other thing that's supposed to help shrink your turbinates. Because I'm also severely congested. But yeah, quote from the doctor, yeah, your turbinates are huge.
Your turbinates are so fat, King.
Because your nose, when you inhale air through your nose, it's supposed to warm and moisten the air so it doesn't irritate your throat.
Let's go.
I also had an irritated throat.
Go.
So I've been able to breathe through my nose recently, and I haven't been able to feel the air in my throat, which is new to me. I've always been able to feel cold air hit the back of my throat when I breathe through my nose.
See, that's crazy.
I'm really conscious about how I'm breathing. I'm like, do I feel
what's crazy
there?
Is that
I do.
That's something until after my septoplasty about like last October. That's something I never experienced. I was never able to do that until now. So
yeah,
it's life changing.
Because what they do is they use like a stent that's the same material as like dissolvable stitches.
Yeah,
put it in your fucking nose.
Yeah,
and use the skin,
dude. Fuck that. Fuck that hardcore. God, I hated that. That was
it takes like a year and a half for it to dissolve. But then the scar tissue is what keeps your collapsed wall not collapsed.
Yeah. I had to do that before my surgery for about half a year to a year. Then they put in plastic stents that were like this big in each nostril. And I remember the day that he took those out because he put them in when I had my surgery. So I could feel them in my nose, but I thought they were like that big. No, these fuckers were like that big in each nostril. And I remember the day he was just like, okay, say three. And I'm like, what? And he just yanks it out. God.
Did you just go to the local ENT?
Yeah.
Who's your doctor?
Dr. Zoe. He's really cool. I like him a lot.
I'm Dr. McBeef.
Oh, dude.
Because they communicate with my like family practice, which is the one my mom works at. God, look at me. My mom told me, she's like, yeah, the doctor at that practice saw that they submitted your stuff from ENT, and she said it looks like you're most likely headed for surgery. It's like, yeah, no shit. I'm not gonna take a spray the rest of my life to be able to breathe. But then also, they are suggesting I take an allergy panel because I am so congested, and I am a little worried it's going to come back and say I'm allergic to cats, because I've had issues with being congested around cats.
So do you plan on talking with like the immunology and all them?
So ENT actually does allergy panels.
Oh, do they? I went through the immunology and allergy people through Blanchard, and they're pretty good. Yeah, I'm allergic to cats, but I did the cluster shot, so like it's toned down.
I've never been tested for allergies, so it would just be kind of interesting to get it done.
It was nice. I mean, because all they do is they just stick a bunch of shit into like your back, and they see what makes you tick. You know,
I had one done when I was really young. Literally every fucking box, except for like the control one, obviously.
Yeah.
Every fucking box went up positive.
Jesus.
Every fucking box, like, cool. You know, might as well pile on.
Yeah.
I will say, of the million and one issues I have in my life at any one point, I am so glad I've never had a fucking problem with my nose. Fuck you guys.
Well, I never even had issues until junior year of high school. And I noticed because of marching band, because, like, I couldn't march and breathe and play my instrument. I had to, like, take my instrument out of my mouth and breathe while I was exerting. I mean, it's marching band, so you're going to make fun of anyone who ever sits down during band practice. So I was like, I'll just walk and not play.
Yeah, I've always had nose problems. I've always had the schnoz. So I think what happened, I mean, like, it's humongous. So it was going to get curved anyways. But I'm pretty sure when I was a kid, I'm pretty sure I smashed my head into the concrete. I'm pretty sure.
That explains so much.
It explains so much. It explains so much here. And now. But I wasn't allergic to so much stuff. There was a couple things like ragweed, grass, and cats were my top three.
Ragweed and grass? Name. Hi, Nana.
Nana. Sexo Portonero. Tango Dinero por sexo.
Stop.
Stop. God. Jesus. Okay, so the fucking... Usually, so we... For context for everyone else, we have a fucking Snapchat group chat for the three of us, so we can keep each other up for fucking and for keeping each other up to date on what we're doing, making sure we're good for the podcast each week. It's rarely active apart from, hey, are we doing podcasts this week? Yeah, cool. Or just like someone sends a fucking picture into the chat, a meme into the chat.
Yeah.
What was fucking going on last week? And it, like, you, Jared and Landon were just screaming and just laughing and making all fucking sorts of noises.
I saved one video. I'll play it, for example. It's
like, it went on. It was back and forth for what? Probably honestly, 15 minutes?
I honestly don't remember this, to be honest.
God.
I honestly don't remember this.
And it was just intermixed with just me just, please. Please stop. The quietest fucking, like, please stop.
That's right.
Exactly. So I was driving.
I remember Trey
was homesick.
Hi, Nana. Oh, there
he
goes.
Let me turn my noise suppression off. Yeah, so Landon and I were sending videos of us just making noises at each other. And I saved one because I was really confused how I made the noise. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Volume all the way up.
God.
I'll play that one more time for Landon this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was the general tone of the Snapchat Landon and I was setting each other watching.
Yeah, because I remember that because I was super sick last week. So I was just laying in bed like this. I'm like...
yeah, because that's when I was heading... I was driving to North Baltimore that day because that's when I was getting my tattoo.
And you did like at least three or four crushing jokes, which was really funny.
For what?
For what?
Crashing jokes? Is that what you said? I was like, yeah, it'd be kind of... Yeah, because it was that specific video I was referencing. I was like, yeah, it'd be funny if I crash because I have Snapchat connected to my audio. And it's like in my car, so it would just keep fucking playing. Imagine you're a cop. You're like, ah, another car crashed. Let's go see what's going. You roll up and you just hear... looping on fucking repeat. Just... while you're trying to deal with this. I'd probably kill someone. That was like unrelated. That was just a blanket statement.
That was two. Those were two completely different two thoughts. Thoughts. Yeah.
Like how I'm 6'2" is two measurements. That playing on a repeat, I would kill someone.
God, I.
Landon, I bet your face skin is so soft.
Yeah, you doing okay, buddy? You just like disassociated right now.
I am so fucking done. I am done.
All right.
What Nona do to you?
Who?
Yeah, why is it Nona when, now?
Winona?
Why Ryder? Is fucking Winona Ryder in his room?
I mean, I wish you would do something.
I mean, yeah, more power to you, but why?
It's none of my fucking business.
I'm asking the same questions here.
That's between me and Winona.
That's between me and Winona.
And David Harbour.
I'd be between Winona and David Harbour.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so Ant-Man tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. Should be good.
Yeah, it looks... I don't know, it looks good, but I feel like it's just going to be, like, a lot of the reviews have come in, it's just like, it doesn't have that sense of adventure that earlier Marvel stuff has had, and I feel like that, like, they've fallen to their own formula of... I don't know. It
See, it got what, all, like 67%?
Last I seen it was 55.
Well, either way, the 40 to 70 range is how I know I'm going to like a movie. But honestly,
yeah,
the 30 to 70. Because, yeah, I don't give a shit what critics say. They don't know how to enjoy movies. I'm going Thanks. There watching, like, oh, I love superheroes. This is sick. And I'm treating myself to a free movie from Birthday Rewards, courtesy of AMC.
Ooh, very nice.
Oh, yeah, I need to see if I can get any. It's my birthday.
See, I'm the kind of person where, like, it's really hard for me to hate a movie. Like, I don't hate movies. I just get bored, if that makes sense. I don't really hate a movie, though. I can't think of one movie that I actually hate.
So,
the original or the new one?
The new one.
Wait,
I haven't
what
seen
movie?
It. Doom.
I just hate it because I'm a hater. And right. I think the people who like it are being pretentious for the sake of being pretentious. It wasn't a good movie, and I will stand behind that.
Dune.
I love the original one.
But
like,
that being said, I don't hate it because of the movie. I hate it because of the response to the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and see that plays in I can definitely hate communities for sure. It's just movies or things like that. I can't hate. You know, I don't know. Like even movie like legit, one of my favorite movies literally has 1% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I don't give
Master
a fuck.
Master of Disguise.
Master of Disguise, legit one of my favorite movies ever, and I will continue to watch that till I fucking die. I will show that to my kids and my grandkids. I swear.
I've talked to Jared about it before, but like I don't hate movies. Like I really enjoy movies when I go watch them in the theater. Like it's something about like seeing it for the first time and just like everyone all watching it together.
It's
like
fun. It's
brings
exciting,
the energy up. So it's like I really like it and I can just shut off my brain and I don't care too much. It's every watch after that for a lot of movies and it's like okay, I really don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this.
Yeah. Hi, Mary.
Yes, I don't know. I think there's just, like, I can always find, like, a positive thing out of anything,
whenever,
even, like, the bad acting, you know?
Whenever I go to the movies, I do have to consciously go, like, yeah, I'm not going to watch this as a film student, as a media student.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch this as someone who fucking likes movies. I saw the new cat, the Puss and Cat in Boots and shit.
Puss and Cat in Shoes.
Puss and Cats and
that fucking pussy wearing shoes. I saw that movie. It was so good. It was so good.
I've been told it's really good.
Yeah, I need to watch it.
John Mulaney's in it.
Cool.
Does he play as the big...
Yeah, John Mulaney's the fat villain.
Yeah.
The fat
I've been seeing a lot of shit about what's his name, Jack or something like that.
Jack Horner.
Yeah, and I've been seeing some stuff from him, and he seems funny by himself, which is really cool.
Yeah, Florence Pugh is in it, and that makes
that's
it worth
enough
it.
For you.
Because I was sitting there watching it, and I was like, "Holy shit, that's Florence Pugh!" Now I'm gonna be bricked up the rest of the movie.
She plays Goldilocks, bro.
Dude, that's so
cool. Okay, at least she's the human.
She plays this weird fucking bear. Like...
All right, so I think we're out of
I'm trying to think
of bits to do. Everyone, say your favorite color right now.
Blue.
Use.
What? Or red. I like blue and red.
Homie is talking to a kindergartner right now. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Oh, blue. No.
I no, love red. Red.
Grow up.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you want me to say? I really like a dark sage green. It really brings out the vibes of the woods. Grow up!
I'm more of like...
It's paint!
I'm a good, like, pound FF00456. It's pretty good.
I gotta go back to the Discord and see what my favorite color is.
My favorite color is whatever color Jared said was his penis tip.
Yep.
And yeah, there's another story. fun prank to play on your friends. Figure out what color your penis tip is and then just send them the hex code and see if they know.
That sounds like sexual assault.
It's really weird. Yeah, it's like really weird sexual assault.
Like, it's like, I don't feel assaulted, but I don't know.
Unsolicited dick pics to the next level.
Yeah.
Start piecing it together, send multiple colors and measurements.
Yeah.
Like, build it in your mind. Vein and quadrant 3.8.
Yeah, you give him like a fill by the color.
My color, Jesus.
It's playing like this really tense music while he's like clicking on it and shit like that. They're filling in, using the paint bucket. Be like, what? No. It can't be. I might be apprenticing to be a tattoo artist. Can I mention that?
Yeah.
Which is pretty exciting. Nice. It was when I was getting this guy, which my tattoo artist was my cousin, which he's been an artist for like the last 10 years. He did this one, and then he did the one on my thigh from a couple months ago. And he found out that I'm an artist and I draw and shit like that. He's like, have you ever thought about it? I'm like, yeah. And like, this was when like Oak and Will were like, hey, you should, you know, look into that. I'm like, I don't know. That's kind of, it's kind of a big thing, you know, because like, I can confidently draw what I'm drawing, right? I can confidently put a drawing out for sure. It's just the fact that I'm putting it on someone forever.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking terrifying.
Let you tattoo me.
Aw, babe.
We can all get idiosyncrasies tattoos.
That'd be cute. That'd be cute.
Everyone gets idiosyncrasies tramp stamps.
Yeah. Let's go. Everyone in this whole group.
Yeah, because I want to... Like, I've been... I think I would be good at tattooing, but I can't do art. So...
Yeah.
Let's
hold hands, Jared, and we'll do it together.
Like real, like Patrick Swayze in Ghost. Like the...
I'm gonna be that thumb when we're tattooing.
Yeah, because there's a kit on Amazon right now. It's like 50% off. It's usually $100. You get the tattoo gun, and it's a pedal, which I don't like. I really want an electric one. But then it comes with like the artificial skin. It comes with like 40 different needles. It comes with a ton of different colors.
That's nice. I might have to look into that.
Please stop.
My cousin, he said that best way to start is start messing with like color. Sorry. Are you going
to
continue?
I got cheese on my fingers. What do you want me to do? Go wash my hands? Yeah, am I a fucking animal?
What am I, an animal?
This is the closest I'll ever get to doing crack. Let me have my piece, okay?
You could just do crack. I would rather that than...
Yeah.
Let the record show that some of my best friends would rather me do crack than suck my fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
Well, when you put it that way!
No, I continue to put it that way.
Oh, did crack. I'll do crack on stream next week.
Yes.
Okay?
Like, idiots do crack.
It's like that fucking bit from Anchorman.
Anchorman, yeah.
So I'm informed that we actually have crack here to try for you today.
Is crack legal anywhere in the United
States? No.
Yeah.
Is it?
In Reagan's America.
Okay.
My ex?
Yeah. No, my niece.
No, my coworker.
Did you date my niece?
I was gonna ask how. I hope to God.
It's actually all the same Reagan.
There's only one Reagan in our town. Apparently, it's my niece.
And Landon's ex-girlfriend and my former coworker,
and also an ex-president.
That being said, my niece is 3 years older than me.
And she's also really passionate about the war on drugs.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we all?
I'm on the war on drugs, on the side of drugs.
So apparently, there is no penalty for carrying up to half a gram.
Bro, you know I can't count that high.
So count one.
One.
How do I go from...
the stupid fucking bit in D&D. Like, okay, we're going to count to one. 8 times. One. 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 Are we gonna? Yeah, hold on. I gotta count how many ones we've counted.
Yeah, so there is no penalty for carrying up to half a gram. However, any amount over that is illegal. But I think if I have half a gram, I'm being shot.
Yeah, no, I would probably shoot you for half a gram.
I'd shoot you for half a gram.
I'd shoot myself for half a gram.
I didn't know we were also passionate on Instagram, but
we fight for the blue.
Yeah, I haven't had an Instagram since like fucking freshman year of college.
I'd like to go back, Landon. Could you repeat that?
I'm the only one who's not wearing blue in this situation, actually. So
Alexa, turn tall light red,
please.
Oh,
Jesus! Red. Wait, I can. I can do that. That's pretty cool.
Using your fucking LED microphone as your light.
No, it's not my microphone. No, I have a
different light. Oh, okay.
Where's my? I need to back my blue brothers. My grandpa was a cop.
I'm so sorry.
And his dad was in the KKK.
That checks out. Wow,
what is
so
it? What are you implying? What are you implying?
That older generations that are in the police force typically have had a family member in the KKK. I thought it was very clear.
I just said
you
that.
Want to learn more about police in your community. Google police 40%.
Police 40%.
Why are you at a fucking rave right now? Just let Jared high off his fucking tits in the middle of a club. If you want to learn more about the police force, Google police force 40%.
Where did 40% of cops beat their wives?
Blankly staring at everyone across this bar.
All the answers here are by police officers, so it's inherently biased.
Okay.
Police don't have to hit their wives. Pissed. They don't have to. They've been trained to control, manipulate, and so much more.
40% of police families really?
I converted my $789,000 portfolio to 100% cash before the bear market started. What does this have to do about cops beating their wives, huh? What's your name?
I'm trying to learn about how cops beat their wives.
Yeah, come on. Beat their wives. Why does this have 181 upvotes?
Why are the police in your house now? 40%! 40%!
Did they slow down? These are more of the mellow police. Oh, shit. We're getting some more colors. I'm so glad that the police are becoming more diverse.
The EMS showed up. We got the yellow warning lights now.
Jared, are you okay? Oh no, he's not okay. He's not okay.
he actually did crack. He's having a fucking bad trip right now.
Hey, Jared, can you scream but not make any sound? Just do like the facial. Yep. Can you talk but like not make any sound? Just do. Why are you so violent?
Have you guys seen God the fucking damn, TikTok dude. Of like
for our audio listeners? I mouth such a bitch ass up, pussy.
God, you're damn so loud.
Have you guys seen the TikTok going around lately? It's like the guy in like a Planet Fitness or just some gym, but he's in like the bathroom or in the locker room, and he's like the caption just says, "Girl just walked in and asked for my number." But the guy's like holding his camera up, holding his phone up to the mirror, and he just looks to the side and goes. And like that's how he's like mouthing his fucking words, and it's like
it's not real at all.
No, it's not fucking real.
I love that video. I love that video. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I love the ones where it's like recording my partner dance or strip in front of me, but I accidentally have my camera, and they're like doing these facial expressions that like.
Yeah, there's one. It's like I have the most subtle. Like, did you just see that face? Check this out, and it's just. I think it's the funniest fucking shit.
God, I love this video.
I need to find a tweet.
Oh God.
Oh yeah, what the fuck, Jared?
You've been really slacking on that bit.
Yeah, listen, we haven't done the podcast in 3 weeks.
No, you haven't done the podcast.
You haven't done the podcast.
I haven't done the podcast. Oh, so okay. So there is a video one, but I'll find a. Yeah. So the Super Bowl. Looks like whoever scores more might win this game, which is why they're all trying to get touchdowns, field goals, etc. And then, are you guys familiar with the movie Skinamarink?
I've heard of it, but not.
It's like this indie, like horror movie type thing.
I like
and
horrors.
It's all this very specific style,
especially indie horrors.
So, oh yeah, wait.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, I was watching a Wendigoon video about this, actually.
Kevin. Kevin.
Kevin. Wait, pause, you bitch. Let me turn off my noise. Fucking cracker.
For our audio listeners.
Oak. He said
I'm allowed to say it. I'm allowed to say it. Why won't it pause?
Oak.
Okay, there we go.
Help!
Listen,
the white man's scaring me.
It's paused right now. I think.
I know. I'm trying to make.
Oh, okay.
This is a really funny bit.
So stupid.
Look at.
This guy's a fucking in media.
Credit
media. Guy works in sports media. This guy who works for ESPN.
And he's got his phone being like, oh.
Great, now I need to start it over because y'all were talking over it. God damn it.
Just showing us an episode of fucking Roadrunner and telling us it's a horror movie.
Yeah, because it says the fucking tunnel painted on the wall. I was like, Kevin, you have to run into the tunnel as fast as you can. It's real. Trust me. Run into the tunnel.
Right.
I don't know.
Jared?
Oh, I think my phone just died. It did, in fact, just die.
Damn it!
Right now,
fucking...
I have unsolved mysteries are just mysteries.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Oh, yeah, great. So you know how you were talking about that video of... sorry, let me go find it.
The Mandela Catalog one?
No, the girl doing stand-up comedy, and then the guy just starts barking. I opened TikTok. It was the second video I saw. What are some good starter phrases for someone who's getting into gaslighting? Another story. Last story. This will close the podcast. Okay. New merch idea.
All right.
So every time I go to the fridge, right, I like to fill my water bottle. I usually give Harrison an ice cube. He fucking loves ice cubes. He will sit at my feet or get up on my bed near my fridge and meow. And I go, hold on a second, buddy. I'll get you an ice cube. And then I throw it and he plays with the ice cube. When he's a fucking prick, I don't give him an ice cube. And the phrase I say, which I think we should turn into merch, is gay bastards don't get ice cubes.
I agree. I've been saying for years.
I've been ahead of the curve for years.
Gay bastards don't get ice cubes.
How could you say something so controversial, but yet so great?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that was actually like that one was actually number one. That was the story I wanted to tell on the podcast.
You said three stories were like
One was number one, and then I remembered.
Yeah, but you emphasized one of your stories, though, is that that's your number
one. My balls.
Emphasize, okay. Go fuck yourself, okay? But
emphasize right? Some bitches.
Emphasize
some bitches. It's a Reddit thread. Sitting blindfolded, woman in lab coat feeds me a Twix. Left. She marks her notes. 329 consecutive correct guesses. It's so dumb. So yeah, we have the China balloon. There's an F-22 pilot whose call sign was definitely aliens. Just changed to Balloon Boy.
Aliens? What the fuck is going on with that shit?
Well, the China balloon was China.
Well, yeah, but that was China. But
the Alaska one was also China, and the Michigan one was also China.
China. Yeah, there's been a lot of things about people saying they were balloons or not, but a lot of people have been reporting it's been aliens.
Not me in the corner in the spotlight losing my religion. I retweeted that one. That one was a banger.
That's really cute.
I had the most Midwest brain thought last night. I went outside and thought, you know, 9 degrees is actually pretty warm when there's no wind. Then a retweet of discussing films saying a young Dexter series is in the early works, and it's just the picture.
Of Michael C. Hall, but yeah. I fucking love that because that's what everyone was saying. It's like, if they do young Dexter, it needs to be like the Dexter show where it's just Michael C. Hall, but with longer hair.
Okay. This one is the peak tweet for the evening, okay? This is my highlight tweet. I'm saying tweet. Now. First day at Object Permanent School. Nice place. Shame what happens when you leave.
So fucking stupid.
That's pretty good. It's a good one.
Fuck, it's so good.
That's a Jared joke.
Yeah, that's peak my humor right there. That and then like screams out of nowhere and vomit. Those three things always will make me laugh.
Shame what happens when you leave. There we go. Set him off.
I'm a simple man. What can I say?
I have a man with my taste. What do you want from me?
Shame what happens when you leave. Cries and throws up. Like yeah. It's good. The homeowners association's fuming over the moat I just dug around my house. Normally they'd send their cavalry to intimidate me, but well.
All right.
Oh, okay. One more. This is a secondary peak tweet that makes me laugh so fucking hard. Doctor, time to test your reflexes. Me. Dodges tiny knee hammer. Doctor, under breath. Holy shit.
I fucking love those. That's my humor. Holy shit.
Megan was such a good movie. I ate popcorn during it and the screen was big.
That's how Jared turns off his brain when he goes to see movies.
Like, wow, the screen is so big and I have popcorn.
And I have popcorn. All right, send us out, Jared.
Idiosyncrasies.
Wapow.